Hi guys, it's Anya, and this week's podcast will be about breastfeeding. Y'all, if a woman wants to breastfeed her child in public, let her. So, recently, not that recent, but I've heard that it was made legal for a woman to breastfeed her baby in public in all 50 states in the United States. Now, I didn't know we needed a law to do something natural as women and to do something that's for the life of our baby, but apparently we do. And here's the thing. Women's bodies are so sexualized in this country, especially in the case of it for pleasure for men. If it's not directly pleasing a man, that's why they think it's disgusting, because it's not for them, it's not pleasing them. Men see naked titties all the time. Trust me, they do. That's what some men live for. But then when they see a naked titty out the purpose of feeding a baby, all of a sudden that's disgusting. And, you know, a woman shouldn't have to be forced to cover up because she's feeding her child. Now, personally, I feel like if I were to be that mother breastfeeding, it's more of a comfort level type of thing. Like, would I be comfortable being like that, where I feel comfortable to cover up? I would rather cover up just to be comfortable with it. But if a woman feels comfortable to not want to cover up, then you shouldn't be yelling at her and telling her to do so. And it's sometimes women telling other women feeding their children to cover up. Like, I know either A, you were breastfed as a child yourself, or B, you had a child that you needed to breastfeed. So I don't understand what the issue is if you're a woman telling another woman to cover up while she's breastfeeding her child. And it's a natural thing. We shouldn't be ashamed of doing something for the sake of our own children. Now, just to add on, breastfeeding isn't for the mother's benefit. I mean, it is in some cases where it helps her to lose off that baby weight that she might have gained during pregnancy, but it's really for the baby. You know, it helps the baby's immune system, helps them get the right amount of nutrients and nourishment that they need. It helps them from becoming obese or overweight. And, you know, I understand where some mothers come from where they can't always breastfeed their children. Because obviously they have to work. America has the worst scenario when it comes to mothers and the newborn babies, as in, we aren't guaranteed maternity leave if we have a child. No one is guaranteed that here in the U.S., which it should be, because so many other developing countries, even already developed countries, have some sort of maternity leave policy throughout the country. But for us here, it's never guaranteed. You know, most people might just take off 2 to 3 months, and that might be a risk for them, because that means 2 to 3 months without pay in certain situations. But yeah, in other cases, there is formula, but at the same time, with formula, it's almost as if the baby's just getting fed for the calories and a few added vitamins and minerals that the company put in there. It's not the whole self-nourishment that breast milk provides. Now, back to the sexualization of women in this country. There are, like, if you look at a photo between a men's ad and a woman's ad, let's say for a t-shirt, men's ad, plain and simple, he's wearing some jeans with the shirt. No biggie, right? You see a woman, some part of her has to be bare that is unnecessarily bare, whether it's her legs or her upper body or showing a little bit of cleavage or something. The woman has to be showing off a little bit of unnecessary skin just to market a shirt, which is beyond unnecessary because it's a shirt. You know, why should I be seeing your stomach for a regular t-shirt, or, you know, your thighs? Like, if it's for a plain white t-shirt, some of that is just beyond unnecessary. Even for billboards, you know, yeah, Victoria's Secret and other lingerie companies and, you know, underwear companies, I get y'all. They're trying to sell your stuff. But at the same time, you're giving men an image of what women should look like for them, and that's what they're expecting, some tall, skinny, light-skinned woman. Now, shout out to Aerie and American Eagle for, you know, showing what real women look like, and Dove uses women of all shapes, sizes, colors, identities to market their stuff. And, you know, not only does that give a body positive view for young girls and young women, but it also shows men that not all women look the same. They shouldn't have a stereotype. Not only that, but women shouldn't be seen as an object. The fact that men are getting grossed out by mothers breastfeeding their children means they see women as an object. They're like realizing, oh, this object produces milk. This object can have a baby. It's ridiculous. You know, at the same time, you'll be supporting your wife breastfeeding at home, support her breastfeeding outside. You know, and I'm not saying to just go all, you know, exposed just to make a point. It's one, if you're comfortable, and two, if you don't have anything to cover up with, don't try to make a big deal out of it. You know, just breastfeed your child. That's the only reason why you're getting undressed in the first place, is to breastfeed your child. And if people have an issue with it, walk away. They can walk away. They can suck their teeth. They can roll their eyes. But they're just going to walk away. Their anger has nothing towards you and your baby. They're not the one giving your baby nourishment. You are, moms. And you shouldn't be afraid of that or feel some type of inferiority or indignation. All because, you know, they're catching feelings because you're breastfeeding your baby. Now, there's this one comic strip, well, not really a comic strip, just more of a political cartoon. You see a woman in a mall. She's sitting down breastfeeding her baby. And then behind her is this huge Victoria's Secret-like ad of a woman nearly in nothing but her underwear. And the man walks by and says, "Ugh, that's disgusting." That really shows the true picture of America and how breastfeeding works in this country. And how women are sexualized and objectified. Men can objectify women for the dumbest things. I was just reading a post on Instagram saying a man can objectify women for, you know, how their boobs look, how their shape is, while their hairline is receding and they have acne on their ass crack. Okay, that is ridiculous, guys. You need to stop objectifying women all because they don't meet your personal standards. And for those of you male-identifying men or gender non-binary peoples, y'all need to stop having expectations for women. Like, yes, I understand people have types, but turning a type into some type of dream body or dream woman that doesn't exist, and then you're objectifying the person that you're with because they do not meet your standards to some extent, that's wrong on so many levels. Okay, women are not here to please you. They are not here to be objects for you. And they're not here to be objectified and made into sex toys. Alright? And if you have a problem with women breastfeeding their children in public, the only thing I suggest that you do is simply look away. Look away because, one, you're salty because that boobie isn't for you. It's not all up in your face. And two, the woman's just not yours. And she's doing what she needs to do for her child. But obviously you don't care. You're too busy sucking your teeth and rolling your eyes and shouting that's disgusting. Because that's all some of you men know how to do, is objectify a woman. And it's wrong. It really is wrong. We shouldn't have to worry about, you know, all these little things because we're doing something that's natural for our body. Natural for our children. So like I just said, if men, non-gender conforming peoples, you got a problem with it. Even some women be saying that's disgusting to other women. That's breastfeeding their children. If all y'all got a problem with that, move on. Get a life. That's none of your business what she's doing with her child. And she does not need to hear your disgusting opinion of what she's doing. Because maybe she doesn't even feel comfortable breastfeeding in public. Maybe she'd rather give her child some formula or something from a bottle. Because her breast is all she has and her child is hungry. And a child will not stop crying until they get food. She has no choice but to take out her boob and breastfeed her child. And that's an issue for you. Suck it up. Because that's tough. We are not going to change as women or gender non-conforming peoples because you feel uncomfortable. You know, everything in this world will make you uncomfortable. And if you feel uncomfortable, either you adapt to that uncomfortable feeling or you just move away from it. But women will not stop breastfeeding their children. Not gender nonconforming people will not stop breastfeeding their children in public. And there really is nothing you can do about it. And, you know, it still really saddens me that there has to be a law made just so women can be protected to breastfeed their children in public. Something so natural, so humanly possible had to be written on a piece of paper to be put into a law. Now that I think about it, it's a patriarchy. Of course, men would want a law specifically for women for them to follow because, hey, we're women. We're naturally minorities by birth. In a patriarchal system like this, we need laws to protect us all because one man decides, oh, he doesn't like the look of my boob, which is in my baby's mouth, because that boob is not in his mouth. Now, I also just learned that the reason why some women couldn't breastfeed in public is because of nudity laws. In some states, I was just reading an article saying that, I believe it was South Dakota and Virginia, one of the last two states to legalize breastfeeding because it was considered an act of nudity. Hold on. A mother breastfeeding her child is considered nudity while you have a whole huge-ass poster on the highway with a woman practically naked, and that's... it's insane. You know, that is a whole highlight of how the patriarchy sucks. How are you describing a woman's natural body, giving a natural course of nutrition to her child, nudity? Like, how does that make sense? It really makes no sense to me. That's, like, really blowing my mind. And, you know, women shouldn't have to feel afraid or, you know, just feel like they have to cover up all because of this. Not only does social stigma affect how breastfeeding occurs in certain places, but it's also in the house. In a lot of cases, actually the father. The father is the reason why breastfeeding deteriorates at certain places in this country. With the father, sometimes they're worried about one of two things. One, them being able to bond with the baby. And two, the woman doing chores, doing housework. If the woman's breastfeeding, she couldn't do housework like the men couldn't do the housework themselves. Now, for you men that's trying to get a woman out of breastfeeding your own child, if you are too lazy to pick up the house for a few months because your wife is being a mother, or your girlfriend is being a mother, or your gender nonconforming partner is being a mother or a parent, you need to get your life together. You know, there should be no reason why she needs to stop breastfeeding while she needs to switch to bottle feeding all because you're too lazy to pick up the trash and wash the dishes. And, you know, another thing about women and their bodies is that in other places, they don't have this problem. I'm mainly talking about tribal groups in Africa. If you guys watch documentaries, if you guys get off from reality TV and game shows and actually look at what's happening in the real world, you will see that there are tribes in Africa where the women's breasts are just out. There's no coverage, there's no clothing, it's nothing. And the reason for this is, one, it's because it's part of their social norms, but also they don't sexualize women over there. You know, here in America, we have come to a point where we sexualize women so much that if men see a woman's body that's not for them and their sexual pleasure, they'll think of it as disgusting and unworthy for their eyes to behold. Where in these tribal groups, women wear their natural clothing and, you know, they aren't sexualized because of this. You know, they aren't forced to cover up saying, hey, that's inappropriate. You know, and they breastfeed wherever they want to. And I know, like I said, these are social norms. These things are a part of their culture, but at the same time, we need to try and implement that. not necessarily the part where we're wearing no tops here in America, but the part that women aren't turned into objects and that we are free to do what we need to do with our bodies. I've seen a lot of ads for, you know, certain shawls and sweaters and these little pop-up thingies from strollers to cover up and breastfeed your baby. And I think that either A, they're for the mother's own privacy and, you know, comfortability, or two, it's because of the fact that whoever these people were who invented this, they just don't want to see women anymore with their boobs hanging out because of breastfeeding their children. Again, it's all, when it comes down to the mother, it's all a personal choice. But if the mother chooses not to cover up, that's none of anyone else's concern, and they should not be bothered by that. And they should not be shouting or yelling slurs at the mother for doing something natural for her and her baby. An old study from 2001, I know this is like 18 years ago, but it's still something that's somewhat relevant today. An old study from way back then showed that 43% of people had the same thought that women should not be allowed to breastfeed in public. And it's such a stigmatized topic if you really think about it. And a lot of it is around embarrassment. Like I was saying earlier, it's about the comfort level of the woman if they want to breastfeed completely uncovered or not. But it's also the fact that even if they were covered, they still get embarrassed. You know, a lot of people in public places, restaurants, malls, they will tell a woman to stop breastfeeding and leave and go somewhere else more private, quote unquote, because they're breastfeeding. And a lot of times these people make a scene out of it and these women get embarrassed. You know, I have never personally in my experiences seen a woman be embarrassed because she's breastfeeding. I have seen women breastfeed in public and I thought, you know, there wasn't anything wrong with it. It was actually very sweet. You know, I remember I was walking to get my hair done and I saw this woman breastfeeding her child in public. She had to stand because there was no benches around where we were. You know, my head was just cheering her on, like, breastfeed your baby. And I was kind of looking around. I was like, if there's anyone who wants to challenge her, speak up now. You know, that's how we should all feel when we see women breastfeeding in public, that it's natural, that it's healthy, that there's nothing wrong with it. But for all these store owners and, you know, mall security guards and just random citizens who have to say something to embarrass a woman all because she's doing something natural, you guys are the worst. You know, women already feel embarrassed as enough as it is because breasts are so sexualized. Well, the fact that the nourishing part of that body part is downplayed and stigmatized, they feel even more embarrassed. You know, I can only imagine what a woman has to go through knowing that her child is hungry and knowing that the only thing she has to feed her child is her breast milk. And the amount of thoughts and fear that must be going through her head because she has to do that. And then the next thing you know, someone's coming up to her saying, you have to stop doing that, leave, go somewhere more private. That just makes her emotions skyrocket. That just makes it 10 times worse for her because she's already coming out of her comfort zone to feed her own baby because that's her job as a mother. But for someone to come up to her and tell her leave, go somewhere more private, and then make a big scene out of it, that just brings it to a whole nother level of embarrassment and discomfort for her, which is why so many women sometimes at some point declined to breastfeed their child in public because you're like, you know what, I don't want to go through that embarrassment. I'll just maybe pump some milk, put it in a bottle, and bottle feed my baby. You know, women do this natural thing for themselves and for their baby, and the fact that they have been embarrassed in public and shamed to a point where they will stop breastfeeding their babies and just give them a bottle or bottle formula, there is something seriously wrong with our society as people. Now, I know some people might feel uncomfortable, whether it's because they don't just like seeing some type of quote-unquote nudity, or, you know, men getting upset because that nudity isn't for them. Whatever the case may be, it's not right to embarrass someone for doing something natural. It's not right to embarrass a woman and to not properly nourishing her child, all because you felt uncomfortable, or because you didn't like it. At the end of the day, the only thing that will come out of a woman stop from breastfeeding her child is not proper nourishment for that child, an increased risk of obesity, an increased risk of diarrhea happening because they decided to bottle feed the child the formula instead, an increased risk of having a weakened immune system. These are just a number of things that happen. And many people don't think about what happens when they decide not to breastfeed their baby. Those are just some of the things that happen when women decide not to breastfeed their baby. And yes, I understand when there's some instances where, you know, women just, they don't have the ability to breastfeed, whether it's a medical condition or they're just not at home. But they should not be embarrassed. Embarrassing a woman for breastfeeding is almost like forcing them into using formula for their baby, because they're so embarrassed when they're in public to naturally breastfeed their baby, then instead they just choose to give them a bottle formula because they don't feel as exposed and as embarrassed, and that's wrong. You know, we shouldn't be stigmatizing a woman. We shouldn't be stigmatizing her body parts. And we especially should not be making her feel bad all because of the fact that the pleasure from the so-called sexualized object isn't personally for you. It's for a baby. It's not sexual. It's natural. And it's for the baby's health, the baby's benefit. And if you can't understand it, I'm sorry, but you just have to walk away. Just walk away. Well, that is it for this episode. I hope you learned something. I hope you encourage the men in your life to realize the things that they are doing wrong and how to be an ally of women that are breastfeeding instead of an enemy. Next week's episode will be about, well, it's a general broad topic about sexualization of women. We will find out the more specific topic next week, but for then, I'll see you next week.